No, you know, was a new Manibal colleague, this meeting is officially open, was a new Manibal, the new procedures that we need to follow insofar as budgetary processes are concerned. And I've been having a battle with our staff to say that, that's why I also took off this issue from the Tuesday meeting, and from last week I've been saying to them that in terms of procedure and in terms of the new manual, there is no way that you can just as committee say that you have a department presenting before you and then you endorse the budget book and you say you are considered and you are ready to allocate it, to put the stamp of approval of Parliament for allocation of the budget to the department. So that is why on Tuesday I said that I am uncomfortable in terms of particularly using the word adoption of the budget vote of the department, because there are procedures that are prescribed that must precede the adoption of a department budget vote. I'm sure you serve in other committees other than this committee. You have seen the processes there, how they unfold, one of which is that you actually, as a committee, must go through a fine comb through the proposed budget of the department. It cannot be a matter of two hours one Friday, like last Friday, and 1 hour this afternoon, where we say we are happy and we are satisfied ourselves that we are ready to endorse the budget as the vote in the president of the department. For that reason, there are problems of time on our side, but we think that there are processes that we can see before we endorse or report on a consideration of the budget book. One critical process is the issue of the budget here. It's a process we can see. For that reason, I would like to propose, I'll have you circulate the attendance register. We are going on, we are very tight in terms of the timeline because our budget vote will be on the 15th. So we are going on the oversight visit, but it's not the whole committee. It's only five of us, which will end on the 9th of April. But having looked into the program of the oversight visit, the issues that we were critically concerned about, the stadia and electricity supply to the stadia and the ability of the generators to kick in immediately if should there be a blackout, are high up on the agenda of that oversight program. So we are able to do a full oversight on the 5th with the whole group, because we are starting at OR Tambo on the 5th, and then we are doing a number of things. The 6th and the 7th is actually the bulk of the program that is from our committee. We are able to exit early if I request, as the five members of the delegation, to come back to Parliament to start our budget hearing. Now, in the budget hearing, it's an extended forum where it's not only the committee, you invite also relevant participants to come and play a role and help you go through the budget. I would propose that you give me, and anybody that's willing to work with me next week is okay. I would propose that you give me permission to remain behind a little next week. Anyway, I don't need your permission to work. I was planning to remain behind to plan for the budget hearing, to ask for permission for Friday the 9th, which will be half a day, starting at 12 midday on Friday the 9th, flowing into the Saturday, because we have time constraints. Because after that process, we need two more days on which to report on the process and to table, to engage and report and then table before Parliament. So we can't just move straight from the budget hearing and then move straight into the budget vote on the 16th. We need some 2 days of work also to take what comes from the budget hearing and
fill it into a report, engage it and report on it. We will need to invite a certain number of people or groupings to the budget hearing, which I would invite you to advise me which grouping those should be. And I would like you to, if you don't submit those groupings today to me, to submit them by email, your proposals to me the latest next week, Monday, by the end of business. Sorry? Stakeholders to participate in the budget hearing. Public hearings on the budget.
In Parliament here.
Yes. If you have time, if you have checked what is happening in other committees, the new money bill creates that space for us to engage with the public before we, with stakeholders or interest groups in a process of engaging the budget. Yes, Mr. Mokwena?
I volunteered to be here on Tuesday.
Thank you very much. We'll agree on the time after this meeting.
I will probably be around next week as well, so I can also assist. I mean, as far as the point, I mean, do we have to send out invitations? I mean, as in broad invitation, or are we going to identify specific stakeholders ourselves? Because, I mean, you know, you can be open to certain accusations of exclusivity, or why do you invite this person to that one? I mean, I don't know how we're going to deal with that.
Dr. Mangena?
Why not just advertise?
Okay. I'll do both. We can, the safest way is to advertise. But the thing is, with advertisement, you always rope in only the same culprits who have the monopoly of accessing the advertisements and all those. I was wanting not to close the ability of roping in those that will not have the means to see those and the ability to see those advertisements to come and participate, so that we have a role to handpick them where we want to or where we can to invite them. So maybe we must advertise, and if we must advertise, it means the advertisement must go out today, must be early. We should not be accused of late advertisement. I see to him.
If you also have the problem, if you advertise, then we are in Cape Town. And there might be people in Johannesburg that say, well, they don't have, they can't give their input. Because the same reason what you are saying, those people might not have access to the media, and then they also probably won't have access to finance to come here, if they want to come.
Yes, Mr. Ambrosina, I'll come back to your point, sir.
Madam Chairman, we advertised, and the Insulan called, whoever we called, we want to call and tell them that there is an advertisement, and we tell them to respond to the advertisement.
Chairperson, we must also take care not to open this for a debate for every person on the street to come to us. Normally it is a legitimate organization. They come on their own cost. That is also not a
They will come at their own cost, but those, are you totally ruling out the issue of hand-picking a few?
Yeah, I mean, I think Mr. Amrassini's request is right. It's to say, if we identify some that we certainly want to hear from, we approach him and say, please.
Okay.
But what we should do in the advertisement is also have a deadline by which time they should apply. Hopefully by like next week, Wednesday, say. Then we can have a look at the full list and work out from there as a small committee as to who we want to invite to give us oral presentations. So that I think we should do as well.
Okay. So we're going to call for oral presentation. Can people send written presentation without coming?
Sure. Let's make it open.
Okay, fine. Time is too short. Mr. Dr. Kornhoff?
I think what you do, you advertise, and it's an extreme timeline.
It's timeline, yeah.
The advertisement, the approval, all of the approval, I don't know whether we're going to make that timeline, but let's assume we make that time frame. Then I think it's an advertisement for submission to the committee, written submission. And then the committee can decide who will be invited for oral presentation of that, of the submission. So I think the emphasis should be on the written submission. And then we can draw up a short list. We really want to hear from this list. We want this eight entities to come and present orally.
Thanks. And advertisement means only, not only print, ne? It means also the radio and all those things. So I think we are agreeing. Mr. Kriling and Mr. Mukwena, myself and you will also be taking this process of advertisement and preparations together, not only on Tuesday and Wednesday, but starting from today. We will be communicating. And any other advice and you know, input from members will be welcome. So we are agreeing that on the 9th, 12 o'clock midday, flowing to Saturday, we will be doing the hearings on the budget vote. And then the following week, which days we have pizza before the, in fact, I had noticed it before the 15th, we must do the report.
The Tuesday, because it is the Monday, we can actually apply to also the Monday, which is consistent today. The day before we attend, like, the official parliament, which is the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then our budget vote is on the 15th. So we need to report the day before the budget vote.
The 15th of May.
15th of May.
April. The output of the
We
advertise, we can't advertise this week, so we'll look at the next week after.
No, you know what? We'll try and push Parliament from today to advertise as early as possible.
Okay, but whatever. When are we going to hold this hearing?
9th and 10th.
On Friday the
9th,
and Saturday the
10th. Now, it means that the 13th and the 14th we will be considering and reporting, because we have to report on the processes before the 15th. We can do that a day before the budget vote, which is the 15th. Is that?
Okay. On the, before the, basically when it says between the 14th, before the 15th, it means by the 14th it must be 86, so everyone must be. And another thing, perhaps the public hearings, they are not a compulsory for all committees. This is when after you have been briefed, and then you see this is affecting a particular entity or a particular stakeholder in society, then invite the stakeholder. But with regards to our budget, we have seen that there's only been two transfers to two entities. Probably they can also assist us to see which entity is in the budget.
You know what, we don't want to reverse what we decided today. So we will follow the process as we outlined it in this meeting. We will be engaging with Parliament, and if we hit a brick wall, we will talk to one another again. But that's how we want the process to unfold, the way in which we outlined it today. Victoria?
Chair, I just want to express a concern. I think I like the idea of advertising. I'm just concerned that we get that, even if it goes out today, or possibly it will be early tomorrow morning, are we not opening up ourselves to be criticised for not giving people enough, any time, really, by the time they hear this? And I just wonder if it's a suggestion of you know, the coming from the members here and maybe others we speak to, you know, in advising people or organisations that might be able to come. I think, and they get invited then to the meetings. I just feel we're opening up ourselves here for a really heavy criticism in getting that advert out and people to respond to.
I hear your concern, but I don't think that there is any stipulation or rule that says that you must advertise within a specific time. For me, it's a better risk to take to advertise and be criticized for giving short notice rather than not for advertising at all or for not doing a budget hearing at all. For me, when I weigh the risk, I would rather take the risk of advertising in short notice. Yes. And anyway, the committee still reserves the right to invite all the people that showed interest to decide of the whole list of the people that showed interest, which ones will present oral representations to the committee.
And we advertise to make sure that the people understand what they are coming to give their comment on, not that it's the whole budget of the South Africa and that it's specifically for enterprises and we must tell them what we want their comment on.
And members,
it's very important.
I would like to request you also, your cooperation is always extremely satisfactory. I would like you again to cooperate on this one, to co-own this process, so that when we call you or when we email you to report to you on the processes or the difficulties or suggest further suggestions, that you are on the lookout for communication from the three of us who will be remaining next week to make preparations for this.
One little suggestion. Perhaps some
I will talk to the communications department of whoever is available, but the communication department of parliament, they do these things every day. If we give them the content and the intention, they should be able to craft it in a manner that is, but any other advice is also welcome from members to this.
Chairperson, I would like to propose also that they're putting out the effort that you make it easy for the committee not to consider Parliament's application. That the people who want to come to Parliament, it can be put into the effort that they must add to their request, say, just a half a page of motivation, why they want to come to this committee. At least we know why they want to come and on what they are going to concentrate for our preparation. But very short, they must be in a half a page, just you know, to highlight why they want to come and
you got that, okay. I think we should not prolong this meeting any further. There is direction. I will take the opportunity to wish you a very blessed and safe Easter, especially on our killer road. Take extra caution. Yes, sir?
Just about the issue, on Friday, the department presented their strategic plan to the committee. Only four members with it, but extremely important presentation. And I would suggest that the secretary do circulate again the presentation by the department for members who could not attend on Friday, just to go through in this constitution period. So all of the department is here, with the DG and the minister. So we do not lose that opportunity to be and tell us what they can.
Thank you. I've also asked this one to circulate the CD or the DVD? The DVD of that presentation of that Friday. So I would ask members also, it has been emailed. Have you emailed it already?
I've emailed and I've sent a CD.
And a CD. So if you go through that also, that will take you to the replay of that presentation that Friday. Thank you.
Just on a point of clarity, Madam Chairman. I thought that during on that Friday we had the department would come back to us.
Sorry?
We discussed on the Friday evening that the department would come back to us to give us effectively another presentation for the benefit of the members who were not there. And if that's the case, how does that flow into the program? And the other issue that I think I would like to table on the agenda and it's respected. I, for one, heard for the first time about this review panel that the President is going to be establishing. I heard for the first time yesterday. I mean, this, I think, is the most important thing happening in our department. Are we going to be engaging? What are the details?
do we have any input in selecting the people who will review the department? Effectively, they are going to be making the policy on what should be held by the department, what should not be held, and what is the purpose of the department itself. If something appears, the committee should somehow engage on.
That's a different matter which I think we can engage in when we come back. In that the president announced, I think 3 weeks ago already publicly, that, you know, the constitution gives the president a right to appoint commissions, panels, advisory boards, etc., etc. So he announced the intention to do that 3 weeks ago, and it is his prerogative as a president. We may, if we want, humbly write to him that we would like to be kept in the loop. But yesterday when the president responded, said that it's initially going to be two streams, and then there was going to be a parliamentary stream, which would be the final stream. But if we want to hook up with the first stream, we can write to the president to say that as a committee overseeing SOEs, we have an interest in the matter, and we would like to have to participate in the processes, etc. But he did allude yesterday that the final leg will be the parliamentary process of doing the same thing and then coming out with one report and recommendation. But okay, send me Valis. No meeting, Valis. Thank you very much. Enjoy Easter.
I was quite upset that you couldn't ask a question yesterday.
Somebody sabotaged me, and I think it's you. What the electronics?
What are you doing?
I think it's Mr. Androsini. You were trying anyway. What the electronics?
It's the first time he gets you not to speak, Jim.
And then later on he says, I must speak with a bully party. No, I think there was a problem of electronics.
Communication.
Yeah, communication. Where's my surname here? Members, I will be sending you the time allocation for the day as well.
Okay.
So that you know how much time you want to spend. Okay.
I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm going to go to the next one.